You are listening to WAJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Radio Clash. I'm your host, Will Moustakakis. And yeah, it's another week of Radio Clash here. So yeah, I didn't really know what to play this week. I've been pretty busy. You know, it's almost, I mean, not the end of the semester, but like, it's getting towards the end of the semester, so I've got a lot of assignments that, not for some reason, it's pretty obvious, but like, they're just stacking up on top of each other, so I've just been very busy. So actually, I figured I wouldn't come up with a theme today. I'm calling my show Let's See What Happens, because that's what we're going to do. I'm just going to play some songs. I don't know. On Spotify, I have like this really big playlist of 1,400 songs. That's 92 hours, 12 minutes of songs. That basically I've just added most songs that I've ever really liked that are available on Spotify to one list. So we're just going to go through that and play a few songs. I don't really know what songs I'm going to play. So I do know the first song I'm going to play just as like a starting point. And that's going to be Solidarity by Rancid, off their 1994 album, Let's Go. That was the last song I was listening to on Spotify anyway, so I figured, what did I just do? So I figured might as well play that, just give myself a bass to go off of. Anyway, here we go, Solidarity by Rancid. That was Solidarity from Rancid. I realize now that I probably should have picked a longer song to play, because that song was only like a minute and a half, and I haven't figured out what I'm gonna play next. Let's figure it out here. Let's just go through. Let's see. I've got it sorted by artist here, so I'm up near the top. Does that song have swears in it? Just give me a second. No, I don't think it does have swears. If it does, you might hear some dropped audio. But we're gonna play "Gotta Go" by Agnostic Front off their 1998 album "Something's Gotta Give." Guess we're starting off with a 90s punk theme. That might change. Who knows? Anyway, we're gonna go with "Gotta Go" by Agnostic Front. Here we go.
Oh,
That was Gotta Go from Agnostic Front. Up next, I've decided to play a very different song. I'm going to play Romulus by Sufjan Stevens. In case you can't tell, I'm a big Sufjan Stevens fan. Yeah, he's a good artist. He's also part Greek. Just got to throw that in there, too. But it's off his 2003 album, Michigan. Yeah. It's a good song, so I'm gonna play it. Here we go.
Our grandpa bought us a new vehicle. VCR. We watched it all night. We grew up in spite of it. We watched it all night. We grew up in spite of it. Grandpa died in the hospital gown. She didn't seem to care. She smoked in her room and colored her hair. I was ashamed. I was ashamed of her. I was ashamed. I was ashamed.
That was Romulus from Sufjan Stevens. Up next, I've just picked another song, I guess, you know. Also by an artist whose name starts with S, I'm realizing now. Anyway, we have Son of an American by the So-So Glows off their, I want to say, it came out in 2013. It did. Their 2013 album, Blowout. So, if you didn't like the last song, this song's pretty different from that one. Maybe you'll like this one. Who knows? Here we go.
I guess he doesn't have a gun. Do you think he has a gun? Yes, he shot himself. Well, we're listening to Nirvana. And as you know, Kurt Cobain, how?
I was sitting safe inside my bedroom walls. It wasn't 1990 at all. But the future seemed to be. It's just floating, and every day feel like the last. I think I'm living in the past. The other half moved too fast.
Yeah.
That was Son of an American by the So-So Glows. Yeah, I don't know. Talks about baseball and stuff. Makes me feel like a kid again, I guess. Who knows? Because I used to play baseball. Anyway, whatever. I haven't picked a new song yet. That I probably should have done that. I was trying, but I realized that I'm a very indecisive person. So we're just going to find a song here. I'm just scrolling through here. Let's see what songs are good. Could play what most of Tribe Called Quest songs have, or well, some of them have swears in it. Let's see, Talking Heads. Ooh, it's been a while since I played a Talking Heads song on here. Let's see what Talking Heads songs can I play. Have I played Air before? I don't think I have. I've definitely played Mine before, and I think I've played Heaven. I don't think I've played Air. So let's play Air off of Talking Heads' 1979 album, Fear of Music. Here we go. Air by Talking Heads. That was Air by Talking Heads. Yeah, so that's a good song. Give me 1 second. I'm just trying to see if there are any... There is a swear in the song I was going to play next. That's unfortunate. That means I'm going to find a different one. I'm sorry. I probably should have done this on my own, but I honestly did not have time. Let's see. What good songs are there? If anyone has any requests, you can call the station. It's 610-330-5316. Yeah. I'll get the call. It can't have any swears in it, and you can't swear when you're talking to me. Anyway, let's find a song. I don't think this song. Wait. Give me 1 second. Alright, let's try. Alright, this song does not have any swears in it. Thank the Lord. We're going to play American Slang by The Gaslight Anthem. Can't talk today. Off their album of the same name that came out in 2010. So, here we go. American Slang. That was American Slang by The Gaslight Anthem. I was going to play a song, but then I realized it's 5 minutes long, and I don't really want to subject my listeners to 5 minutes of a ska song, because I know, I don't know, ska's not the most popular thing. Let's see. Why are there no good songs? Why don't I like any good music, you know? That's the real question. Because then I wouldn't have this problem. Anyway, let's see what songs I could play. Yeah, now I... Damn. Why can't I find a good song to play? Let's see here. Wait, does that sound many swears in it? I've been playing The Wonder Years almost every week, and it's starting to get a little repetitive, but this song doesn't have any swears in it, so we're gonna play it. It's called A Rain Dance in Traffic. It's off their, I want to say it's their 2013 album, The Greatest Generation, but I'm probably wrong. Oh, wait, no, I was right for once. That's a change. So A Rain Dance in Traffic by The Wonder Years off The Greatest Generation. Here we go. That was A Rain Dance in Traffic from The Wonder Years. And yes, I know some of those lines in that song are very corny, but I still like it. It's okay. It's my radio show, not yours. So, let's see. I think I actually have a song I'm going to play. Wait. Yes. Okay. So I'm going to play Dream of Mickey Mantle by Bleachers off of their album Gone Now, which came out this past year. Yeah, let's just get right into it.
I want to be grateful.
I don't think I can.
All the hope I had when I was young, I hope I wasn't wrong. I miss those days, so I sing it, don't take the money song. That's why I'm up in my room tonight, whistling wind out my teeth, cause somebody didn't fix them nice. Well, some things just don't turn out right. Kim's video closed and a war goes on and on. All the hope I had when I was young, I hope I wasn't wrong. That's why I'm out in the streets and I was slaying wind out my teeth, cause somebody didn't fix them nice. You know, some things just don't turn out right.
That was Dream of Mickey Mantle by Bleachers, and I don't know, I think, wait, oh shoot, I just lost it, where is it? I think I know what song I'm going to play next. We're going to play I Ain't Got No Home by Billy Bragg off his album Tooth and Nail, which came out in 2013. This song's, I guess, semi-political, so... yeah, there's that. But you know, I've been a little bit of a political mood with, the fact that, let's see, we're the only country in the world to not sign the Paris Accord. 'Cause you know, Nicaragua and, Syria both signed it. Not to mention the, many other political issues that I won't even begin to delve into. Just because no one wants to hear that. So we're going to play I Ain't Got No Home by Billy Bragg. Here we go.
Oh,
ain't got no home, I'm just a roaming round. Just a wandering worker, I go from town to town. And the police make it hard for me, no matter where I go. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. No, I ain't got no home in this world anymore. My brothers and my sisters are stranded on this road, a long and dusty road that a million feet have trod. Now the rich man took my home and drove me from my door. And I ain't got no home world anymore. No, I ain't got no home in this world anymore. I was farming on the shares and always I was poor. My crops are laid into the banker's store, and my wife took down and died all on the cabin floor. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. No, I ain't got no home in this world anymore. I'm minding your I gathered in your corn. I've been working, mister, since the day that I was born. Now I worry all the time like I never did before. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. No, I ain't got no this world anymore. Now as I look around, it's mighty plain to see this world is such a strange and funny place to be, where the gambling man is rich while the working man is poor. I ain't got no I ain't got no in this world anymore.
That was I Ain't Got No Home by Billy Bragg. And up next we have a song that's by a political band. So you can see the my thought process here, but it's not an overtly political song. Actually, it's a lot. It has a lot to do with record companies overstepping their bounds and completely controlling bands. The song is called "Complete Control." It's by The Clash. I don't think it was ever actually on an album. I'm pretty sure it was just a single. The Clash have a lot of songs that we're never actually on albums, but we're only released as singles. I'm pretty sure Bank Robber, if you know that song by The Clash, Bank Robber, I'm pretty sure is also just a single, never released on an album. I could be wrong, but anyway, so here we go with Complete Control by The Clash. Yeah, from 1977. I usually say what year the album is, but there's no album, so 1977 single, Complete Control by The Clash.
Oh,
That was Complete Control from The Clash. I'm pretty sure... Wait, just give me 1 second. I'm pretty sure... Yep, my next song is going to be The Village by New Order, off their 1983 album Power, Corruption, and Lies. New Order, I'm pretty sure I've played them on here before. I've probably played Age of Consent, because that's a really good song, and I've probably played Blue Monday. I know I've played Blue Monday. I might have played Blue Monday 88, actually, but either way, I've played Blue Monday, and I've definitely played... No, I'm not sure if I've played Age of Consent or Bizarre Love Triangle or any of that, but we're going to play The Village by New Order off their album Power, Corruption, and Lies, which came out in 1983, so here we go. Ooh, nearly played another song there at the end. Sorry about that. That was The Village by, wait, what is going on with Spotify? Oh no, wait, what? What is going on with Spotify? No. That was The Village by New Order. Spotify refuses to load up. Ooh, this might be bad. Oh wait, no, I got it back. Okay, just give me 1 second. Sorry about that. We're having some technical difficulties out here at WJRH. But, okay, yeah, everything's all right now. All right, so that was New Order. What should I play next? Who knows? I don't know. This. Oh, wait. Hold up. This show's been very schizophrenic. Very, very all over the place. So we're going to play an all over the place song. We're going to play Little Room by the White Stripes off of White Blood Cells. I can't even call this a song. The White Blood Cells is probably the best White Stripes album, in my opinion. Though I do think Get Behind Me, Satan is very underrated as a White Stripes album, personally. But that's neither here nor there. White Blood Cells came out in 2001. Of course, the White Stripes are a band. What am I even talking about? Anyway, so this isn't even really a song, but here we go. I've talked about it longer than the song actually is, so I might as well just play it.
Well, you're in your little room and you're working on something good, but if it's really good, you're gonna need a bigger room. And when you're in the bigger room, you might not know what to do. You might have to think of how you got started sitting in your little room. Da 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 da.
So somehow I gained a listener during that song. Oh wait, no, I lost him again. So that's about what I expected. I told you not to expect too much. Let's see, what do I want to play? I probably don't have time for two short songs. I probably have time for one song. Let's see. We got all kinds of music here. So, what do I want to play? Maybe we can play. Oh, wait. I can't actually say the name of this song on the radio, I don't think. But I can play the song, because I'm pretty sure the song itself doesn't actually have any swears. Let me just check that real quick. It's a Modest Mouse song off of their album The Lonesome Crowded West. So the song itself doesn't actually have any swears in it, but the title does. So I think that counts. I can play it as long as I don't say the title, I think. I'm pretty sure. Who knows? If the FCC is listening, they can they can call into the show if they really care that much. But we're going to play Blank Luck. The first word obviously isn't blank, but whatever. By Modest Mouse off their 1997 album, The Lonesome Crowded West. It's a good song. It's not great, but it's good. And it's better than nothing, because I'm running out of time and ideas. So here we go with Something Luck anyway.
This plane is definitely crashing!
Yeah.
That was Luck. We'll just call it Luck by Modest Mouse. It's very different from the music most people associate with Modest Mouse. Modest Mouse, of course, are famous for that one song that they have, Float On, which is probably, that's easily their most listened to song on Spotify, with 115 million listens. And that came out in 2005, I want to say. Off Good News for People Who Love Bad News. Anyway, I'm basically out of time. That song is all right. It's not for everyone. Miraculously, I gained 2 listeners during that song. Don't ask me how. I wanted to play that song. I wanted to play a different Modest Mouse song called Bukowski because I saw online that Bukowski's poems were like grievously like like grievously edited in all past editions, and now they're finally putting out like his unedited works. But that song is a lot of swears and stuff. But so anyway, I played this Modest Mouse song, and it's 4 p.m. So join me next week for another episode of Radio Clash. Hopefully it'll be better than this one, but probably not. 3 to 4 p.m. next Wednesday. See you then. Take care, I guess.